Just letting them know it's Christmas, all right? You know, I ever thought it down.
Did you say Christmas Day or Christmas gift?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure what you said. Did you say Christmas Day or Christmas gift?
You most sure say Christmas gift.
Oh. Does that mean that you're supposed to give them a present?
No, I just, I don't know what it mean. I never thought anything about it. Don't you know, just heard up. You know how children used to say that. I don't say anything now. But I used to, when I was a child, I used to say Christmas gift. I didn't just hear other folks say it and use those words, and I just used it too. But in fact, I don't use the word now. I don't pay any attention.
Okay. If you had a really heavy suitcase and you had to carry it from here, say, across the street, you could say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to, what?
Carry the suitcase any further.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a hard shell that it can pull his legs up and his head inside a shell?
It's a gopher. You call some of them a gopher, some call it a turtle.
Does turtle live in the water or on the
land? Well, if they don't come, you can use somebody else.
They can be in the water.
How about the gopher?
He's living on the hill. In the woods.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that you eat?
When they don't have it,
but
I don't
eat.
Okay, that sounds
good. Some call them chitlins.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Shoulder.
Okay, but the whole part from his waist to his shoulders? Do you have a name for a small thing that you get into on a lake if you want to row from one side to the other?
I don't get in.
How about other people?
I don't know. I don't ever be down there in it yet now. I don't know very much about those things. I don't ever have nothing to do with the lakes and things too much.
Oh, okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
What do you have?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And suppose a woman's wearing beads around her neck. You could say, well, that's sure a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one of them really defeats the other one, really badly, you could say one man what the other one? Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? So he got down on his
knees?
Well, how about this part? He got down on his
knees. I don't know.
Have you ever heard people say, got down on his haunches or honkers or honkers?
Well, yes, I have heard that. Yeah.
Which one?
They say he got on his haunches.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
I just call them stingy.
Have you ever heard people call them anything else?
Some say they're stingy, some say they are closed, so I don't know what the right thing is to say.
Oh, lots of choices.
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes. They just don't match at all. You could say, well, he really looks...
tacky.
Do you use it both for a man and a woman?
Well, it seems like to me that both could be tacky.
Okay.
Either one could be.
Okay. And what do you call it if a woman's wearing her best clothes? Say she's really...
Is wearing what?
Pardon me?
What did you say?
Oh, if a woman's wearing her best clothes?
She's dressy. I think she's dressed up.
Okay. And how about if a man?
He's dressed up.
Okay. Do you have a word to refer to an old person who gets around? He's really what for his age?
Active.
Okay. And what do you call somebody who's completely lazy and just never wants to do any work? Whoops, I said it.
Sorry.
Okay.